السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In today's Tarawih, we read the sixth Sipara. So the first quarter of the sixth Sipara, just less than the quarter, is still part of Suratul Nisa. Then we get Suratul Ma'idah. So to understand, tonight is the fifth night of Tarawih. So we read the first night, second night, third night, fourth night, and maybe the first four rakats of the fifth night brought us to the end of Suratul Nisa. Depending how much the Huffa has read, I don't know. But most probably would have come somewhere around there. One night, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to read Tahajjud Namaz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up to read Tahajjud Namaz. And he started off, read Surah Fatiha, then he started reading Surah Baqarah. So the Sahabi who was there, he joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when it comes to reading Nafal Namaz in Jamaat, we are not allowed to make an announcement and have a big Jamaat, like what some people do, Sabina and all of that. This is not right in the Hanafi Mazhab. But if a person is reading and one, two people join him, then there's no problem with that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reading Suratul Baqarah. So the Sahabi thought to himself that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stop after 100 ayat. But then he passed. So it's alright, maybe he'll finish the surah and then make ruku. But in that first rakat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the whole of Surah Baqarah, the whole of Surah Ali Imran, and the whole of Surah Nisa. But the tartib given in that particular hadith is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Surah Baqarah, Surah Nisa, and Surah Ali Imran. Right? But to understand, it took us four nights and four rakats of the fifth night to reach there. 84 rakats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read all of that in one rakat. So they say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet used to swell while he's reading namaz. The rakats were so long that his mubarak feet used to swell. So then it was not that instead of reading Wal Asr and Inna Atena, he read Wal Adiyat and Al Qarya. One rakat is 5 1/4 paras. So khair. In Suratul Ma'idah, Allah Ta'ala instructs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mention to the Ummat the incident of the two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنِي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. That recite to them the incident of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam with haq, with truth. So the ulama mentioned that Allah Ta'ala mentions this word bilhaq, and quite a few places in the Quran Sharif wherever Allah Ta'ala mentions of some incident, Allah Ta'ala uses this word bilhaq, teaching us that when we mention some incident of the past, some historical narration, whatever it is, but mention the truth. Don't fabricate things. Don't add on things that were not there. Stick to the truth. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. the both of them, they presented a sacrifice, but it was accepted from one of them and not accepted from the other. So the Mufassirin, they explain what actually transpired here. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, ma Hawa alayhi salam, or radiyallahu anha, they are the first two human beings, right? Now, this human race needs to grow. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that ma Hawa radiyallahu anha, she would always give birth to twins. So this twins that she gave birth to, they can't marry one another. But then she would give birth to another set of twins, and always was one boy, one girl, one boy, one girl. So the boy from there must get married to the girl from here. The boy from here must get married to the girl from there. So the twin that you were born with, you can't get married to her. Because obviously there were no other people in the world. Now in our Shariat, brothers and sisters can't get married. But there the law was different. You only couldn't marry your twin. So there were two sons of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil. So Habil had a twin sister, Qabil had a twin sister. So Habil had to now get married to Qabil's sister. Qabil had to get married to Habil's sister. But now Qabil want to marry his own sister. He doesn't want to marry Habil's sister. He wants to marry his own sister. So now there is a jagra now. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam told them that, see, both of you offer a sacrifice. And whoever sacrifice Allah Ta'ala accepts, that one will get married to this girl that both of you all want to get married to. Habil had to get married to her, but now Qabil, he's insisting he wants to marry her. Now this was not allowed. He can't marry her. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he used some hikmat, some wisdom, that rather let them do this. And Allah Ta'ala will only accept Habil's qurbani because he is on the right. And then Habil will get married. So when they both, now Habil, he had some sheep and goats. He was farming livestock. So he took one lovely lamb. He slaughtered it. And he presented it. Now in those days, in all the previous ummats, you do qurbani and then you put it on an elevated place. If it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala, then a fire will come down and consume it. The people whose qurbani is not accepted won't get consumed. So Habil put one nice lamb. Qabil, according to some mufassirin, he put wheat. According to other mufassirin, he put some barley. Some may be having other opinions. But the fire came and consumed Habil's qurbani. So Qabil now, instead of accepting this, he got more infuriated. See this pride, this anger. That's why our mashayikh, they tell us, get rid of the razail. Get rid of the evil qualities. So he turned on and said to Habil, لأقتلنك. Now I'm definitely going to kill you. So, Habil mentioned to his brother, and this is a sabak for us. He said to him, إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. That Allah Ta'ala only accepts from those who have taqwa. In other words, he's trying to educate his brother that, look, don't get angry with me. Why are you getting angry with me? Allah Ta'ala accepted my qurbani. You want to do the wrong thing. Now on top of it, your qurbani is not accepted. Right? So adopt taqwa. Bring taqwa in your life. Then Allah will accept your amal. You don't want to bring taqwa in your life. How is Allah going to accept your amal? So this month of Ramadan Sharif is to bring taqwa in our life. If we bring taqwa, see the other day too, we did that ayat. Isbiru, wasabiru, warabitu, wattaqullah. All beautiful things. Isbiru, sabiru, rabitu. But the ingredient that has to be there in all three is taqwa. This taqwa is very, very important. Taqwa means Allah consciousness. That I'm conscious Allah Ta'ala is watching me. So, Habil tells his brother, he says, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي, that if you have to extend your hand now, you want to come to kill me, مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ, I will not extend my hand to kill you. So it is mentioned, he says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I fear Allah Ta'ala. So I'm not going to retaliate. Now it is mentioned, historical reports, that physically Habil was the stronger of the two. So he could have overpowered Qabil. But he said, no, this is my brother, I'm not going to fight. In the ayat before this, Allah Ta'ala speaks about jihad. So there we are told to fight. There you mustn't be cowardly. But in a situation like this, personal revenge, etc. So he said, no, I won't fight. I won't hit you back. You are my brother. I don't want to fight with you. That doesn't mean that if somebody is coming to murder you, you must just sit down. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person who is killed defending his wealth, or defending his family, or defending his life, if he is killed, then he is a shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was asked by one sahabi, that if somebody comes to steal my, take my money, you know, what I must do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you mustn't give him. So he said, well, what if he wants to fight me? So you must fight him back. He said, and what happens if he kills me? He said, then you in Jannat. He said, and if I kill him, he's in Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, mazid kari kichri and sit down. And anybody want to say, alright, just take everything and go. No, Nabi sallallahu said, you must fight back. But here now, Habil is telling his brother, he said, you want to kill me, no problem. I'm not going to do anything. I fear Allah Ta'ala. And then he says to him, I want that you must return with my sin and your sin, and you will be from the people of Jahannam. Because that is how oppressive people are treated by Allah Ta'ala. So the question arises here that how come he wanted Jahannam for his brother? So the ulama explained that no, he didn't want Jahannam for his brother. Before this, he was explaining to his brother a lot, trying to get him to understand. The brother just didn't want to listen. So he thought by telling him this, maybe his mind will open to. In the end now, like he told him like this. But this didn't deter Qabil. His nafs got the better of him. فَتَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ فَقَتَلَهُ. So he killed him. He killed his own brother. It is mentioned that there was no death before this. So Qabil, he didn't even know how to kill his brother. He's saying, I'm going to kill you, but he doesn't know how to kill him too. So he tried to throttle him, you know, tried to strangle him, but it wasn't working out. So Shaitan came there in human form. And he took one animal and he put it on a rock. And he took another rock and he smashed the head of this animal. And the animal died. So Qabil saw that and he said, oh, this is how it must be done. So that's what he did. Now, you see, I always tell you, Shaitan is the same old dog with the old tricks. Got no new tricks. It just changes the mode of the trick. That's all. Today's time, what is the biggest influence? People see the TV. Whether they see it in their cell phone, whether they got big cinema size screen. whatever. They see the TV and then they want to copycat. How must dress, how must walk, how must talk to that girl, how must dance, how must do, everything that is shown to them on the screen. That time there were few humans. So Shaitan came to demonstrate personally. He wrote the script, he was the manager, he was the actor, he was everything. But now there's so many people all around the world, now he can't go show every person. So he too got technology. This technology got a lot to do with Shaitaniyat. So Kabil saw this and he killed his brother. Now after killing his brother now he doesn't know what to do with the body. Now Allah Pak doesn't mention this in the Quran Sharif, but historical reports, they say now he picked up the body by the waist. And now he doesn't know what to do. And now some predators, they're getting the smell of blood. So he doesn't want to put the body down also. End of the day, he got some consciousness. But he doesn't know what to do with the body. So Allah Ta'ala sent a crow. Two crows. They start fighting. One killed the other. So the one crow started digging the ground and buried the other crow. So when he saw that, he said, oh, this is what I must do. So he also dug the ground and buried Habil. And he said that I couldn't even be intelligent as a crow. I wasn't even intelligent as a crow also. That I didn't even know how to bury my brother's body. So he was remorseful over this. So it is mentioned that this was the first burial in the history of mankind. And this is the most dignified way to what to do with the body when a person passes away. Everybody does this. Only the Hindus, their Jahannam starts in the dunya. They burn the body. They give it a nice name, cremate. You know, cream. Cream sounds nice. No. They burn the body. The Jahannam starts in the dunya. Allah save us. And it's mentioned, I don't know who these people are, but it's mentioned in the tafsir that the Parsis, they leave the bodies for the vultures to eat. But besides these two, everybody else buries the body. So this was the first burial. And it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that every murder that takes place in the dunya, Kabil gets the guna. Because he initiated murder. Any guna that a person, he teaches other people a guna, those people make that guna. The person who taught that guna, he will continue getting the sin. Those people will also get the sin. And he will get the sin for each person. And a good deed is also the same. A person initiates a good deed, not a bid'ah, but he starts something, maybe somebody starts some ta'neem, starts, and the other people follow. So whoever does that deed, they will be rewarded in full, but he will also get the reward. He will also get the sawab. With regards to doing an amal with taqwa, before we come there, Hazrat Ayyub Sakhtiani Rahmatullahi, he mentions that the first person to do the action of Habil in this ummah was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. When the rebels surrounded his house, he was the Khalif. He could have ordered the Muslim army to kill and whatever, but he said, no, these are Muslims, I'm not going to fight. They want to kill me, no problem, but I'm not going to do anything to them. He didn't want to be the first person to initiate Muslim shedding Muslim blood. They're whatever they want to do, but I don't want to lift my hand on them. So there is one hadith sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that before the day of Qiyamah, anarchy and strife shall reign like the portions of an extremely dark night. Because of this, a person shall awaken in the morning as a Muslim, but be a kafir by the evening. A person shall be a mu'min in the evening, but be a kafir by the morning. The seated person would be better than the one standing. In other words, when that fitna is taking place, a person who's sitting is better than one who is standing. The person who is walking will be better than the one who is running. At that time, you should break your bows. Your bow and arrow. Break your bows. Cut their cords. The string of the bow, cut it. Smash your swords beneath the rocks and remain in your homes. In other words, it will be too confusing now. Which side, who's right, what? Rather break your weapons and surround in your house. If somebody enters your house to kill you, then be like the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. So that's exactly what happened to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. They entered his house to come and kill him. With regards to carrying out a deed with taqwa, I don't know if I read here or I think I read in the other tafsir kitab, in Ma'riful Quran, there's a few sayings of different sahaba, inshallah, one day we'll read it, where they mention, some sahaba mentioned that if I came to know that one namaz of mine is maqbool, then if the whole world is turned into gold for me and given to me in lieu of that one namaz, I won't give. That an action that is accepted in the sight of Allah, we don't know which action. We have to just carry on doing. Allah Ta'ala yubastafiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد